This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Will tell you, because as Secretary of State, I was deeply involved in this. All of us in the administration were trying to get rid of that prosecutor. From Obama to the Secretary of State to the Vice President, all of us were working on that. The ambassador, and we knew if Ukraine was going to survive and win the revolution in the end, the Maidan, they had to get rid of that prosecutor, and they did.
I wanted to play that clip because I played it in the previous hour, but to make other points. But I want to say this. Some Democrats are so anti-Bernie, they'll do anything to get Biden elected. Now, I don't have a dog in that fight. I don't care which one of those clowns faces Donald Trump. He's going to lose. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. As I've said many times in many medium, the Democrat who can beat Donald Trump hasn't been born. So you don't have to worry about Donald Trump. And in fact, if you do your jobs and you stay enthusiastic, you're going to watch Donald Trump have a landslide of Reagan proportions against whomever. I would not want to be the one who wins the Democrat nomination, because you're going to go down in history as one of the biggest losers ever. That's just the way it is. So Donald Trump will win. Your job is to make sure he has a House and a Senate that is favorable to him, not full of rhinos and anti-Trumpers, and that he can get legislation done the right way and he can get this country back on track. That's what we need to do. You know, I'm glad you guys are here, but I played that clip of Kerry because I want you to understand what the Democrats' problems are. And their major problem is actually Joe Biden. Now, Biden shows advanced cases of dementia every time he gets out in public, but Democrats have learned to look the other way. And the reason why they're willing to look the other way on Joe Biden is there's a faction of Democrats who believe he can beat Trump. He's the most likely candidate. I was asked this the other day by a friend of mine who's a political moderate. He says, being honest, Kevin, who do you really think has the best chance? And I said, who has the best chance of beating Trump? If you were just to take out all the campaigning and say, you know, who do people know, trust, blah, 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 it would be Biden. But I said the problem with Biden is he's Biden. You know, it's one thing to get him through the Democrat process. It's a whole other when he's got to face Donald Trump, because Trump is not afraid to call you out. He will point to the stupid things you've said and the stupid things you've done. And he has a way of doing it in such a way that, most people are going to go, yeah, oh boy, he got you there, man. He got you. So I don't know if you guys watched the New Hampshire debate, but Biden was angry. He was angry. If you watch him, he's everything he talks. You don't even understand. I'm the one who, and for the record, Biden passed all legislation, you know, or he championed it when other people did it. He was the reason they were able to get it through. I'm the guy. I'm the guy that did this. I'm the guy. Blah blah blah. So here's John Kerry, who sees that Biden is in serious trouble. As we said last hour, the FBI pretty much spilled the beans that there's an investigation into the Bidens. And so John Kerry says,
we all knew what was going on with that prosecutor. All of us, everybody, even the president, you know, talking about Obama. We all knew we had to get rid of that guy.
And what I wanted to share with you was some of the Twitter responses. They said, the deluded will say it's because the prosecutor was corrupt. This is Ramon. He says, yet there was an entire anti-corruption agency in Ukraine. Where was the effort from Ukraine to remove him if Poroshenko was so anti-corruption? He's going, why didn't they want him removed? Everybody's got to focus on Ukraine for corruption, and nobody does anything? Good question. Here's what Truthsayer had to say on Twitter. He said, just imagine the American people learning the fake impeachment was meant to cover up the Dems' corruption to get money that was to aid Ukraine in the pockets of their families. You know, the new Democrats left progressive fascist communist party. What a family affair it has been. I don't know if you guys know this, but Oliver Stone has a movie or something, a documentary of some sort coming out about the Bidens and or about Ukraine. And it is scathing. It's scathing against the Bidens. And, you know, look, think what you want about Stone. But there are times when he gets it right. His investigative reporting in terms of making films is pretty good. Here's what another guy wrote, Liberty for the Brave is their Twitter handle. If Ukraine was going to survive and win the revolution, then we had to get rid of that prosecutor. Now he's repeating what Kerry said. Then this guy, person goes on and says, oh yeah? What specific threat did the prosecutor pose to Ukraine's revolution? It must have been what he was prosecuting, right? Whose revolution? So, I'm telling you, people are on to the... there were a host of other comments. And I didn't cherry pick. I just thought there were... I think those were maybe the first three or four. But I thought it was interesting that John Kerry makes this comment that I think condemns everybody in the Obama administration, because he made no bones about it. We had to get rid of this prosecutor. And Ukraine's making no... they're not looking at getting rid of this prosecutor, but ultimately they did. I mean, when you talk about quid pro quo, they ultimately did exactly what Biden said so they could get the $1 billion. And Barack Obama and team happily obliged. Now, again, I'm no guy to connect the dots, or the investigative reporter probably could have been, but I'm not one now, and I've never, that's never been what I consider to be my strong suit, because I didn't pursue it. But I'll tell you this, this does not pass the smell test. I would really like to know who's all connected. Where do these dollars go? From the moment those dollars go, what contracts were let? It's kind of like Barack Obama's book deal. You guys are aware, Barack Obama gets a $50, $60 million book deal from the same company that has the book deal for your kids' books in school. Do you really think people are that interested in reading about the Obamas and where they are worth $50 million? You got to sell a lot of books.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A lot of cool things going on with the president. Fun to watch this guy in action. You know, he's cracking down on sanctuary cities, a project that we initiated. We were looking to do class action lawsuits of black folks, still probably will, who black people, well, look, I'm picking on black folks in this regard because it's the squeaky wheel. We need black people mad. They're getting arrested for crimes that illegal aliens are getting out on. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I like watching Donald Trump. He attacked the left on their religious hypocrisy. And it's funny, Bernie Sanders had this to say.
Doesn't, quote, like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that's not so. I'm wondering when you heard that, what went through your mind?
I'm tired of commenting on Trump's remarks. I really am. I think he lies all the time. And it's very hard for me to understand where he is coming from. He is a bully. He says terrible things. I suppose that he is attacking Mitt Romney. Is that the gist of this thing?
Right, and Pelosi.
And Pelosi. So, you know, I know Nancy Pelosi pretty well. She is, you know, a strong Catholic. I don't know Mitt Romney terribly well, I know, but he is a man of faith. He's a Mormon. And to attack people because they stand up to him is what this person's mind is about. He thinks he is above the law. He thinks he's God's gift to the human race, and anybody who disagrees with him is some terrible human being, and he will deal with those people in sometimes the most savage ways, destroy people's lives. So, yeah, that's all. I think Mitt Romney showed a great deal of courage, and I wish that there were other Republicans who had the same sense of decency that he did. You know, and I think back to somebody who I knew fairly well, John McCain. Of course, you knew John. A decent person, again, somebody I disagree with all over the place. And to see Trump attack McCain when he was alive and even when he was dead, because McCain stood up to him, is not what any decent human being would do, let alone a president of the United States.
Democrats love their little sacred cow. John McCain, John McCain, John McCain was a scoundrel. He didn't represent us. He didn't represent Arizona. He didn't represent America. He rode on his service in the military, and I tip my hat to him, even though he was not nearly the military hero that people say he was. I tip my hat to him, though. Flew jets, got shot down, stayed was a POW, warped his mind, comes back, doesn't represent any kind of America that I know. But you get Sanders and them, you know, oh, how dare you? You're attacking Donald, you know, all these sacred. Really? Sanders didn't care about McCain. He didn't care about Romney. They have very little ideologically in together other than they all hated Trump. John McCain was a hothead, and he hated that Donald Trump was able to do what he couldn't. Romney hates that Donald Trump was able to do what he couldn't. All these rhino Republicans, the Guy Bensons, the Shapiros, the George Wills, these are all Noah Goldberg. Don't get mad at me for telling you. I know Kevin, Ben Shapiro's a great. He is. Ben Shapiro is a stellar individual who made a bad decision downing Trump, being a never Trumper. Guy Benson, I was in Colorado when Guy Benson damn near blew a vein in his brain, talking about how much Trump was so non-presidential, etc. And I remember saying to him, dude, calm down. It isn't going to be as bad as you think. You're following Barack Obama. You're a businessman who has built, I'm talking about Trump here, he's a businessman who has built major buildings, resorts, etc., puts his name on them. Trust me, he's going to be a lot better than Barack. He can't be blah, blah, blah. He was literally shouting. If you've just been watching us, you would think that, you know, something bad had happened between us and we were going to throw down. I finally was like, dude, you're losing it. But now, oh, well, everything's good. Same with Shapiro. They aren't talking smack. And let me tell you, just in winning over those types of folks, these Republicans, the intelligentsia who think they know more than the average Joe. Let me tell you why I'm telling you this, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. What I'm telling you is you are smart, and you're not just smart, you're brilliant. Many of you are able to peel off the veneer on all these other... Mitt Romney, holy cow. I was a huge Mitt Romney fan, and I'm a smart guy. I was a huge Mitt Romney fan. And you know what? I'm embarrassed I voted for him. I told you guys, when I met John Bolton, I was excited. I was like, man, this dude has been around the world. He knows a lot of people. This is cool. I like John Bolton. Seems like a real, and he was. I mean, he's a down-to-earth guy. But he's a swamp rat. He brought in swamp rats, cancer, to the Trump administration. This is why you got to be circumspect. And there were people who knew it. And look, here's what I will say. There were people that wanted different candidates and all that, God bless you. If you were a Fiorina fan or a Huckabee fan, I didn't want to look at you. You're crazy, right? You know, there were people when you didn't. If you liked Ben Carson, you didn't get vitriol. If you liked Carly Fiorina, you didn't get vitriol. If you liked Rand Paul, you did. The only person who got vitriol, if you said I like Trump, what, Trump? He's a tweeter. He cheats. He's a scoundrel. Grabs women by the butt. You know, and on, they would just go into you. And you're going, what's the deal? What'd I say? It's like in the scene in The Firm where the guy's talking to him about you know, putting money in the Caymans and all this and this new tax policy. And the guy goes, look, I'm not going to kill you if you lose a little money for me. I'm not like the guys in Chicago. And then Gene Hackman goes, let's not talk about the guys in Chicago. And Tom Cruise goes, what about the guys in Chicago? And the guys, and Gene Hackman's like, and then the guy goes, what'd I say? What'd I say? Yeah, it's what you didn't say. People are lost their minds over Trump. And the fact is, the people who voted for him, who saw what they saw in him, good for you. This is a guy that is going on the attack, going on offense. He's thwarting all of these clowns who wanted to, you believe, who many, I mean, we thought they were on our side. Bill Kristol, Noah Goldberg, George Will, and many others that thought just like him. And we revered him. I used to listen to George Will. Even the dude that died, Krautheimer. My brother and I were huge Krautheimer, and I told my brother, I said, hey, Larry, Krautheimer's not nearly the conservative I thought he was. He's an anti-Trumper. And here's a guy that is dealing with human trafficking. He's passing laws that even Democrats, like when he tried to do DACA, he says, let's do more. I empathize with these kids that came over. Their parents brought them over. They don't know anything about their culture. I empathize with them. We need to make more of them Americans, but we're going to put them on a system to do it. And even, you know, we were upset about it. People on our side were upset, but Trump's like, I don't really care. This is the way I feel, and I think you'll come around to the way I'm thinking. That's leadership. The same leadership that got criminal justice reform passed when Barack Obama couldn't get it done. Stew on that a little bit.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeats are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Budget Committee is ripping President Trump's budget proposal. Kentucky Democrat John Yarmuth says only a few months after Democrats and Republicans came together on a bipartisan budget, President Trump's budget breaks many of his promises.
Less than a week after promising Medicare and Social Security would be safe from harsh budget cuts, the president went
and proposed slashing $500 billion from Medicare, knowing it would hurt seniors and cut Social Security by at least $24 billion.
Meanwhile, Arkansas Republican and Budget Ranking Committee member Steve Womack criticizes the Democrats for not doing their own budget.
I applaud the president for actually doing a budget. Here in the House, the Budget Committee hasn't provided a budget.
A winter snowstorm is bringing snow, sleet, and freezing rain to parts of Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You're a lying, dog-faced pony soldier.
You better watch yourself, Joe Biden. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Glad you guys are here. Spread the word. You know what? We are really picking up a lot of subscribers, and I appreciate you for doing that, for recommending the show. Thank you very much. And somebody was telling me Facebook is kind of lifting a moratorium on us. Knock on some wood for me. Somebody knock on wood out there for a brother. There's no wood around me. I'd knock on it myself. I'm not trying to make slaves of you. This is not a reparations request. I'm just asking you to knock on some wood if it's near you. Don't get up. Don't get touchy. Don't get touchy. That's what my grandmother said. He's so touchy. And she's not talking about like touchy-feely. She means like sensitive. He's sensitive. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. And we're talking about a lot of different stuff. But I do want to, you know, I have to circle back on this because I didn't get a chance to talk about it. I don't care about the Oscars. I don't know if you do. I don't care at all about them. I find these awards tedious. If you really deserve an award, that's great. But a bunch of multimillionaires giving themselves awards, I find it funny. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have a lot of sympathy for these multimillionaires when they have problems with their children. And look, I'm going to tell you right now, don't judge me. Don't judge me, okay? I'm not trying to be mean. It would be different if the problems that they had were not self-inflicted and they were listening to us. They don't. Like right now, Bloomberg's got a problem, and we'll talk about it here in a little bit. But Bloomberg's got a problem because his policies have been anti-black. Same with Buttigieg. They say one thing when they're not in the spotlight, and then they get in the spotlight and they're like, I don't recall saying that. I really regret that I said, okay. And so I look at it's the same hypocrisy Hollywood faces. And I want to talk about Bloomberg a little bit later, but I want to begin by talking about the Oscars because I doubt if most of you watched the Oscars last Sunday. And if you did hear anything about it, here's what you heard. You heard Brad Pitt say something like, they told me I've got 45 seconds. That's 45 seconds more than Ambassador Bolton was given to testify in the Senate impeachment hearings. Who's got pictures of this guy with barn animals? Well, Brad Pitt, get up there, accept the Oscar that you never won, and be happy with it. I want you to understand the life of Brad Pitt. Probably one of the best looking guys in Hollywood, right? Best looking guys out there. I mean, he's up there with me. You gotta love how to get. You gotta know how to get to your producers. So he's a handsome dude, right? He's a hunk. He makes millions of dollars on crappy films. I didn't see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood or whatever, but a lot of Brad Pitt films are not really that good. But he commands that. He was married to Angelina Jolie. I mean, how many things do I need to mention before dudes are going, I would trade for that. Yeah, I would do that. I would do that right there. Yes, me. Sign up for Brad's life. A Missouri boy who I used to respect because people in Missouri thought Brad was a Republican. I mean, I called on an account and friends of, I think it was his sister. And people knew his sister and they would see Brad periodically. And Brad, they said, was a conservative. And here he goes. He's up there talking smack. Well, anyway, here's what they said. Viewership for the Oscars plunged to a new low with an audience of 23.6 million tuning in to watch the broadcast. That's a 20% drop from last year. Roughly 3 million viewers fewer than the number of people who tuned in for the 2018 ceremony, the previous low. It's dropping. Congratulations, America. You're finally getting it. It was funny to me because I saw a paper from Africa. It was from Kampala. And it really put the Oscars in perspective because what the paper had on the front cover, unlike ours, which is talking about the winners and the losers, they discussed the locust swarms that were ravaging their crops. No mention of Brad Pitt or the rest of those pretentious jerks. Ricky Gervais tweeted this. It's great to see such diversity in the room tonight. Rich sex pest of all sizes and shapes. Let's just call the Oscars what it is. The biggest gathering of rapists and pedophiles in the world. That's what I tweeted back to Ricky. Yeah. Solidarity. Because he's on the outs now because he dare, you know, say something non-politically correct. But speaking of saying something non-politically correct, let's segue over to my boy Bloomberg. Now, Donald Trump got people talking about Bloomberg when he mentioned that he was tiny, that he was going to need to stand on a box for the debates. And this guy tweeted was a form of genius, stable or otherwise, the fact that he shifted the conversation to Bloomberg's height, his stature, his physical nature, versus anything that comes out of his mouth. Bloomberg is running millions and millions of dollars of commercials, and you know what people were thinking about during that entire time? How little he was. That's it. And, you know, I mean, Bloomberg could have fired back and said something like, well, you know, I am a little guy, but as I used to tell people that were bigger than me, anything over this is just a waste of talent. It's a waste because this is all you need in this package right here. Because I've said that to many people on the track when I ran track. Oh, you think you're fast? Well, we'll find out, Mr. 6'2" with legs up to your, you know, to your nipples. We'll find out how fast you are in just a second. You know, when I dunked the basketball and slapped it in a 6'8" guy's face one time. I dunked the ball, and then one time a guy was going to go up and dunk, and I blocked it. He was 6'8". The whole audience was like, whoa! Now, he when he landed, he caught the ball, and then he jumped back up, and he re-dunked it. But still, I got him on the first one. So, you know, but Bloomberg could have fired back, but he couldn't. He had nothing to say. He had nothing to say. Donald Trump had framed him. So whatever he said after that didn't matter. But let me tell you, aside from the political mastery, you know, Trump has a lot more going for him. Now, people say he's afraid of Bloomberg. They said he's a bully. But Trump is a gladiator. He's Achilles and Samson rolled into one. He's got the fighting skill of Achilles and the strength of Samson. And the Democrats have no answer for him. And that's why they're struggling. And here's what's happening in the Democrats. So fun to watch. They are now starting to go, okay, we've got enough to focus on. Who do we go after? And Joe Biden started it when he said, this guy, he wants to buy his way. He thinks he can buy his way in. Yeah, yeah. And that was a shot not only at Bloomberg, but it's a shot at Steyer, too. Now, in the same vein, you have people like Bernie Sanders going, we shouldn't allow big money into politics. You know, we got all these special interest groups. Well, hey, you got two guys on stage that are financing their own campaigns. You understand what I'm getting at here, folks? Everything they say is a contradiction to the other. You have two guys on stage that are financing their own campaigns. They're not accepting big money. You have a woman on stage who said, Elizabeth Warren, who said, I won't accept big money. I'm only going to accept little money. And then when she found out she couldn't get enough little money, she starts accepting big money. Then the rest of them, you have accepting big money. They're walking, talking contradictions. And Donald Trump is ready for any one of them. The whole Russian collusion, Ukrainian stuff, whatever, not Russian collusion, but the Ukraine piece, is supposedly Donald Trump being afraid of Joe Biden, a guy that isn't going to even get out of his own primary. I'm telling you right now, I've said, how many times have I said that? How many times on the Kevin Jackson Show have you heard me say it? Anyway, so political mastery, Donald Trump changing the narrative, setting the narrative to what he wants. And he's got Bloomberg on the ropes. And I'm going to get back to Bloomberg, but I want to talk about a few other people because Bloomberg really screwed up, right? Really screwed up. So where are we? Elizabeth Warren has got her issues. She's not going to be it. They said her fundraising is dismal, as is Biden's. I talked the other day about her fighting disinformation. She wants to break up the companies like Amazon and Facebook, which, by the way, I don't have a problem with that. But she's got to give us a good reason to do it. So what I'm getting at here is they're starting to look at their own. Look at what I just told you. They want to break up Amazon and Facebook. Democrats. Trump wouldn't even say that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Reaction pouring in from the law enforcement community after former New York City mayor and potential 2020 hopeful Michael Bloomberg reverses his stance on a policy that he pushed for years, stop and frisk.
There is just no question that stop, question, frisk has saved countless lives.
Back then, I was wrong, and I'm sorry.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Bloomberg. He's a racist. Surprise, surprise. Rich, I'm talking filthy, stinking, rich, elitist, wannabe president, Democrat, is a racist. I know. Hard to believe, right? That's what Democrats want black folks. They want people in general to believe that they are the party of freedom, the party of emancipation, the party that did not hang black folks, colored folks, Negroes. Yet, that is exactly what they did. And if you believe the media, then Democrats love them some black folks. Love them. Just like white folks love eating chitlins. Democrats visit, as Biden put it, the black sections of my town routinely during election time. They go over and pander to blacks. They go to black churches. Feeling no ways tired. I don't fear no ways tired. I come to fire. Oh, man. And then they get seen with black politicians and rabble-rousers. They got to get the blessing from the Sharptons and the Jacksons. By the way, where's D. Ray McKesson? Where is a Sean, what's his face? The Sean wannabe Negro? The Dolezal of the blacktivism movement? Sean White Boy, what's his face? What's his name? I can't remember his name. Because he's a nobody. Anyway, they want to be seen with these people. The Sharptons. The Jacksons. There's a guy, John Wiley Price in Dallas. They want to be seen with them. They visit a school. They pat the heads of a few little black children. Look at the little black children. Like they're shopping for a puppy at PetSmart. And then after the photo ops, they leave. They retreat behind their gated communities. And they forget all about those black folks. Mission accomplished. Problem solved. Just enough time spent to get the black vote. And what rich, white, elitist Democrats leave behind, folks, is a trail of destruction. They leave neighborhoods riddled with crime, and black folks don't even want to talk about it. Kevin, why are you talking about black-on-black crime, man? You're always talking about black stuff. I talk about black-on-black crime because it's legit. It's real. White people, the likelihood of a white person doing something to another white person is 87%. Likelihood of a Hispanic doing something to another Hispanic, because it's around the people you're around. The likelihood of a black person doing something to another black person criminally is 95%. The likelihood of a black person doing something to somebody outside of his own color is the highest of all ethnicities. So don't tell me we should ignore it. You know, some may want to believe Democrats are the party of the poor, the disenfranchised. But look at who's left in their race. The race for the presidency. Pretty much comprised solely of rich, white, elitist, millionaires and billionaires. Save Yang. The rich elitist of Chinese origin. The guy that wants to give everybody $1,000 for just breathing. What do Democrats want to do? They want to buy the vote. And two billionaire candidates, it's easy to do that. Bloomberg, it was said, spent like $100,000 a vote when he ran in for New York mayor. Spent billions of dollars. And for the amount of money that he spent, I mean, it was a lot. It might have been $1,000 a person. It was a lot of money. I think it was more than that, to be honest. But they got two billionaire candidates. The rest of them are millionaires. They don't have a single person up there. It's not a millionaire. But they got no blacks. They got no Latinos. The two groups that are pandered most to by the Democrats, and they are not represented, and they still got seven or eight candidates up there. What? Is there no Negro or no essay who is good enough to be on that panel? Tom Steyer is still in the less than 1%. He's up there. Bloomberg didn't even show up. He's still in the race. But aside from the Democrats' lack of color in their candidates, we also find out that Bloomberg is a racist just like his peers, just like Buttigieg, just like Joe Biden. And Bernie Sanders says, I don't have a racist bone in my body. I sound like Jackie Mason when I talk like him. I gotta get my different. It's a different Jewish accent. The minorities, you know, His is different. Bernie's is different. I'm going to get it down before the election is over. Anyway, Bloomberg wanted to, he gave his comments about stop and frisk. In 2015, he was speaking at the Aspen Institute. He acknowledged that stop and frisk targeted minority kids who cops must throw up against the wall to disarm. And in typical Democrat fashion, Bloomberg asked the Institute not to distribute footage of his appearance. He says, look, I'm going to tell you guys something that I don't want getting out of this here room. It would cause me doom and despair and agony. For anybody that watched Hee Haw, you know why I said it that way. 95% of murders and murder victims fit one M.O. You can just take a description, Xerox it, pass it out to all the cops, he said. They are male minorities, 16 to 25. That's true in New York. That's true in virtually every city. And that's where the real crime is. You've got to get the guns out of the hands of people that are getting killed. Sounds kind of weird. He went on to discuss what was necessary to fight crime in urban areas. He lamented that cities must spend a lot of money to keep themselves safe. Much of the money comes in the form of putting more cops on the street. He then referenced the unintended consequences of the policy. So I said, you got to translate that because Bloomberg isn't translating it for you. And let me tell you what he's telling you. He's telling you that these urban indoctrination centers, these cities, are urban hellhole for blacks. They cordon blacks into mostly black enclaves. Then they encourage fatherless homes. They encourage no morality. They ridicule more morality and ethics given by a Judeo-Christian sense of, you know, God or whatever. They also cultivate all the conditions that are a recipe for cultural failure. Then, the very Democrats who run these cities use the problems they create as campaign issues that they never intend to fix. So sadly for blacks, Bloomberg is right. He's only quoting statistics. He's catching a lot of heat for just giving people the actual raw figures. But here's the problem. He doesn't want America to know how he really feels. He doesn't want America to know that he knows the statistics. Listen, don't say anything out of this room, but I'm about to break down some real statistics for you. Real life. It can't be let out of the room that I know these statistics, that I'm not being truthful with the audience. It took undercover audio, what, years later? 5 years later, for somebody to go, wait a minute, Bloomberg? Bloomberg's not the only racist Democrat. The party of lynching of Negroes is racist to its rotten core, and for the most part, these morons get a pass. But Biden's string of racist comments are, I don't think anybody is stupid enough to be born that could compete with Biden. But America can't solve problems without somebody being called a racist. I got called a racist because I sent a note to a school board member and said, how about you focus on teaching my son versus trying to make him feel separate through this diversity nonsense, this equity, diversity, equity, and inclusion. She blocks me on Twitter and then goes to say, call me an Uncle Tom and a token. Call me a racist. Said, white people have... I need to feel safe by getting along with white folks. If you carve out any of the leftist agenda, they call you racist. But that's not the problem when black children die in disproportionate numbers in crime-ridden neighborhoods. Racism isn't the culprit in abhorrent education outcomes for blacks. If we could openly discuss problems and solutions, we could solve problems in all communities. But the Democrats don't. They only want to recognize problems behind closed doors. That's because they want to pander during elections.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.